This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors, MDR.com, and 800-637-8227. Do you want to boost your immune system, feel younger, and have more energy? Vital Factors is a natural approach to enhance HGH, the youth hormone that helps support muscle tone, firm skin, youthful vitality, and a healthy immune system. I love Vital Factors, and you will too. Try it. Just go to vitalfactors.com. Use code Joey for a 20% discount. That's vitalfactors.com or call 800-637-8227. That's 800-MDR-TABS.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day. It really works.
You've got passes to the Air Museum. Open 10 to 5 daily. Warbird rides are for sale, starting at only $99. Kids 12 and under get in free with a paying adult. PalmSpringsAirMuseum.org. You've got a gift certificate to Aspen Mills Bakery. They are open normal hours. They have takeout and delivery open. Lots of bread, baked goods, full lunches. They will deliver to your home or business free.
Hello, Joey Pals. This is Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come and see us.
AspenMillsPS.com. You've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. We are open for lunch at 11 a.m. and dinner daily from 5 p.m. You can order takeout by calling 325-8490. Your safety is our priority. We have gone to great lengths to adhere to the guidelines for sanitation and safety.
Hi, Joey Pals, it's Willie. Please come visit us at 1501 or 849.
Details at 849.com. You've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant. California omelet, yum. Bacon, biscuits and gravy, yum. Grilled ham and cheese trio, yum.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us.
Check it all out at eatatelmers.com. You've got a gift certificate to McDonald's. New crispy chicken sandwich is here. Crispy, juicy, tender. Also available in spicy. Three new bakery products. Cinnamon roll, yum. Blueberry muffin, yum. And apple fritter, yum, are now available. Perfect add to your morning coffee. All available through the drive-thru, delivery, and our apps. Check it out at McDonald's.com. Okay, Joey Pals, all of those wonderful things, the Air Museum, and then the food. Aspen Mills, 849, Elmer's, Lulu's, McDonald's. Steve and I may keep this one. Let's see. Nona has four children, and Steve doesn't have any, and I have three. So that's how many? That's four, five, six, seven.
When are you adding our four-legged children to your list?
I'll be here all day.
It wouldn't hurt you.
Once in a while.
To be more inclusive.
Hate mail, hate email. Okay, we'll take the seventh caller, darlings. For the kids and pets, wonderful things. 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And I'll mail everything out to you. And thank you. We're almost 26 years old in November, and I'll be 76 years old in November. So thank you for being so loyal on so many levels for so long.
Yeah.
Mr. Communities in the house.
Hi, Joey.
Steve and Hinky.
Oh, Joey.
You darling man. We've got such a list.
What do you want to talk about today?
In chronological order, what comes first?
Chronological.
Well, Pride?
No. The first thing that, if we're going to go chronological, we can talk about Desert AIDS Walk.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because that's October 30th in Ruth Hardy Park. Of course, desertaidswalk.org for more information. I think people understand it's a great event, and it's a wonderful reason to walk through the beautiful downtown Palm Springs, and you have the festival in the park. But I want to, you know.
What time?
So the park opens at 7 a.m. for registration, and then we'll kick off the show on the stage at 8. We'll get the walkers going at 9 a.m. and back in the park for lunch around 10:30 or 11.
And you're saying Saturday, October 30th.
Saturday, October 30th.
Because later in the day, Mr. Community, it's the Palm Springs Air Museum Chili Cook-Off and Car Show.
Okay.
Off and running.
Off and running. We're off and running. But I will say something special is going to happen. You know, the theme of the walk is Together Again. And there's a man, a local man named Ted Geis, who's been leading a workout.
Know him well. He used to do our show all the time.
Ruth Hardy Park, called G-Force Workout. Yes. And he's been leading it for free all during the pandemic. You know, 80 to 100 people a day are coming together to work out safely and have fun. And I can tell you, it is like a community, like nothing else. We just interviewed him and a lot of the people who take his class, and they kept telling us stories about how it was the first time in their life living in Palm Springs, like they felt they were part of the community.
Yes.
And so I think it's apt that he is going to be the person warming up walkers and getting them ready to lead out of the park. And so I just want to, you know, say
G-U-I-S-S.
It's G-U-I-C-E.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That's right. Spell like Jews, Ted Geis, but it's pronounced. Yeah.
And so, you know, that's going to be exciting. The other piece, I think, you know, since the theme is Together Again, will be Revivals will be for the first time on the stage presenting a check, because, you know, they came together as well to do fundraising, their employees, their volunteers, and they were asking their customers, you know, as they were checking out, just for $1, right? Do you want to make a $1 donation to the AIDS Walk? A $1 donation. And $1 at a time, that sort of advocacy work, that sort of philanthropy work has made a big difference, because on October 30th, the store leads from all four Revival stores are going to present a check to Desert AIDS Walk for $20,000.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's thank you to the customers who shop at Revivals. Thank you for the volunteers who donate their time at Revivals. You know, this was, you know, they really, you know, we all need a shared purpose, something to come together around, right? Yes. And it seems like this AIDS Walk, you know, this so much a part of our community that people are really coming together, the sponsors that sponsor the walk and the Gay Men's Chorus that'll be on the stage at the walk. So mark your calendars, register if you can, desertaidswalk.org.
Desert AIDS and, Walk. This will all be up on my website.
Yeah, that's Desert the first AIDS thing. You want to go chronologically walk through community events? Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Okay, we can do that.
10:30. Then
we can do that. So then the next event that you'd want to mark your calendars for would be Pride, Palm Springs 7. Pride. Right?
Yes.
And so that is November 7th will be the Pride Parade downtown Palm Springs. And of course, there's lots of community stages, and I think it's going to be huge, right? Our town will be filled with folks.
And let's see, it runs south to north.
It runs north to south.
It runs north to
south.
Yeah,
they line up on the North Palm Canyon, and they go south before they hit
now,
the festival
itself. Now, I was in it one
itself.
Year, and I could swear we went. I know.
Well, you probably did. They've changed things a lot. They keep changing things every
north
year to try to make it better.
To south.
Yeah.
On Palm Canyon.
On Palm Canyon. And so that'll be great. DAP Health is sponsoring one of the community stages. So coming out and see the local talent performing there, like Miss Evie Holmes and other friends that you know and love. And come to the parade, I guess, and just really celebrate our community. So that's November 7th. I'm looking forward to that. Then right after that, November 11th, you asked about the Veterans Day Parade. That is happening. The city did approve that. I think it's 3 or 3:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. I'm commentating that one.
Also on Palm Canyon.
Yes.
Yep.
Now that one is south to north. Last time we did it.
I don't know the direction of that. But
but
it was
didn't
south
do it last year.
Yeah. Last time I have gone to it, it did go south to north. So
come see me, Joy Pals, at Crazy Mel's.
Crazy Mel's?
I wear one of Trevor's flight suits from the Air Force.
Oh, fun.
It's big on me. It's big. Look at Nigel. Look at me. I can't fit into my 6'2" son's flight suit. It's big on me.
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
It's your story and you're sticking to it.
Okay. So what time? 3:30?
I believe it's at 3:30. Yep. And then, you know, the next one to mark your calendars for is December 4th, because that's the Festival of Lights Parade.
Same place.
And same place, all down Palm Canyon. You know, this is a parade-loving city.
Oh, yes.
And we haven't
had them for 2 years.
No, we haven't had them. So I think they'll be really well attended. Of course, the parades are always free. And, you know, you can bump into friends you haven't seen for a while and just cheer for the folks.
And they're also family-friendly.
All of them,
and
yeah.
Do you know, you'll enjoy this, Mr. Community.
Okay.
The years I've been doing both the Veterans Day Parade and the Festival of Lights, we have the same people come back to be near us at Crazy Mel's year after year.
Isn't that great?
They come early. They bring their kids. They eat food at Crazy Mel's, sit on the curb.
Yep.
Oh, it's so wonderful. And Santa comes.
Santa. Well, if you're good, he comes. If you're
not good,
he sends an emissary of destruction and coal-bearing gifts. Yeah.
So that takes us to the end of the year?
Yeah, that's, yeah. That'll take us to the end.
And may I ask you,
sure.
I got my, last Thursday, mm-hmm. I got my Rev Club.
Yeah.
Okay, what's this about free gift cards or something? $50 free, did I ambush you? You don't know about it?
I don't think we have a $50 free gift card.
Okay, see, I didn't read it.
Nope. I don't think so, but that's okay. You're talking about the Rev Club, which does come out, and I think you're thinking that we're selling gift cards online now. Maybe that's what you're thinking about.
Okay.
Sure.
Tell me
about
that. And
so revivalstores.com, of course, we sell mixed century finds, great vintage items at really affordable price points, and we also sell brand new Mode furniture. And we've added brand new mattresses to the shop recently. And we have added gift cards. And, of course, with the gift season coming up, you know, gift cards are always a fun way to fill a stocking.
Especially if you're not sure because of the supply chain issues. If you're ordering things, this is better. Our four revivals have everything right there right now.
We do. I mean, that's a really good thing to point out is that part of the excitement at revivals is it's very much a grab and gold. It's the thrill of the hunt, and then if you see it, grab it, and then go.
Wait, let me write all this down. Grab and go.
Grab and go.
Thrill of the hunt.
Yeah, well, the thrill of the save, really. But you know, the thing about revivals is it's set up differently than other furniture stores because they'll sell you the furniture right off the floor. Those aren't just floor models; they're ready to go, and so you don't have to wait. For something to, you know, we do special orders as well.
Well, some of the mattresses.
But if you see
something
and it's there, they'll sell it to you and you can either have somebody deliver it or you can load it in your vehicle if you have one and it's instant gratification.
And Joey Pals, take it from me. When you see the Mrs. Santa outfit there, don't go home and decide if you want it.
No.
Remember that happened to me.
Yeah.
I have my Mrs. Santa outfit. The short, I'm the ex-Mrs. Santa Claus,
yeah.
But it's the short little skirt that I wear every year. And if I've missed things because I went home to think about them.
Yeah. You know, I think it's so funny. This week I went to get my haircut and my hairstylist showed me this beautiful Bottega Veneta computer bag. And,
oh,
you know,
sing out for your hairstylist.
It's probably worth, well, Adrian Alcantar, and it's probably, okay. You know, worth $3,000-$5,000. He bought it at the Indio Revivals for pennies.
He did not.
And then I bumped into another collector who resells lighting on a specialized website, and he came in and found these Murano glass lamps at Revivals, and I think he said he paid $40 for them, and they're worth $5,000. So it truly, when we say it's
everybody,
a treasure hunt, I mean it's a treasure hunt. And so
we're sitting here with Oliver's in the office next to us. Nigel's here,
yep.
You and I, and the four of us are all nodding our
yep.
heads.
If you've experienced it, you know what we're talking about.
I'm still looking for my little white table right here.
We'll find one for you.
And Oliver wants either a smaller file cabinet or he's going to take the legs off of that one.
Okay.
But I need my, you need your fix, Joey
You sure
Pals.
Do. Hey, speaking of a fix and
okay.
speaking of the chamber, one uh-huh. of their newest members, not even open yet, I met this amazing guy named Blue who's opening the I Heart Mac and Cheese restaurant in Palm Springs.
Let me turn the page. This is food. I Heart
a mac and cheese
mac
restaurant
and
where you
cheese.
Can make your own. You can like add your own toppings. And he said it's going to open in December or January.
Will you bring him on the show as our restaurant of the week?
Oh, gosh, I'd love to.
Now,
he was such a nice guy. And he was
telling me,
it's right down on Indian Canyon, kind of by the old Hotel Zozo. Well, you know where Johan's is?
Yes, of
Just,
course.
It's right on that street.
Okay.
Yeah. And
same side of the street.
Same side of the street. The sign's already up. But he's working through, you know, it takes time to open businesses in Palm Springs. But he was telling me about their model of how they're going to, you know, take care of their employees. And okay. I'll let him tell the story when he's
so
on the
show.
So the
mac and cheese will be made already.
So impressed.
And then we add lobster or more whatever we want, or how?
I don't know. I don't know the details. All I know is that it's customizable, and it's mac and cheese, and it's all customizable, and it's very high quality and a wonderful experience. And this will be the first time this particular restaurant, iHeart, it's it's in other cities, but this will be the first one in California,
I guess.
What's
his name?
His name's Blue. So I will bring him on and introduce you to him because he's got a pretty cool story to tell. I'm really impressed with how he's thinking about his business and how he's thinking about, you know, compensating and taking care of his employees. It's really progressive, and I think it's going to be a really amazing new addition to our beautiful village. Of course, I just love mac and cheese. I don't care what I put on top of
F-O-O-D. Oh, my favorite four-letter F-word.
Yeah, but you know, it's hard to make good mac and cheese. It is.
Well, now we don't have to.
Now we don't have to.
That's
we can go to his new restaurant.
We named Stephen Henke Mr. Community. He's out there on our behalf, Joey Pals. Thank you for stopping.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to be here. It's good to see you.
Oh, we have 2 minutes left. Oh, never mind. Well, don't leave.
I'm not going to leave. I'm not going anywhere. You have to drag me away, Joey.
Let me recap. We talked about the 30th of October, the Desert AIDS Walk, the 7th of November, the Pride Parade, the 11th of November, the Veterans Day Parade. Then we went to Revivals, the Rev Club. Tell us where the four Revivals are.
They're in Palm Springs, Cathedral City, Palm Desert.
Wait a minute, you misspoke. Start over.
Palm Springs.
Joey's.
Joey's Revivals in Palm Springs, Cathedral City, Palm Desert, and India. Hey, Joey, though, I have to ask you.
Yes.
Last time I saw you, you were with your friend Cindy Williams.
Yes.
Did she think I was crazy?
No, she thought you were really cute.
Ah!
She said, oh, he's so cute.
I had so much fun.
Oh, my God. Aren't we blessed?
So I asked her, I mean, this wonderful woman who's done so much. I mean, she was
a
comedian like Lucille Ball. I mean, she's the highest quality physical comedian. And I asked her if she will teach me the Shamil Shamil dance. And she didn't even pause. She just was like, sure.
And we videoed
and
it.
And we made a video of it. It was such fun.
Now, where can my Joey pals, here they come at me. Cindy Williams, Laverne, and Shirley.
Yeah.
Shirley Feeney. And, no, wrong one. Cindy was Shirley Feeney, right. I'm sorry.
Shirley Feeney.
And here comes Steve with her dancing. Shlemiel. Shlemazel. Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. Da-da-da-da-da. And
with Joey directing.
Backing up. Trying to film.
It was.
Save that.
What a pleasure. I did save it. What a pleasure that was. What a treat. I'm glad that she doesn't think I'm crazy. Because I probably was.
To be continued.
Sure.
And then we closed with iHeart mac and cheese. And we're going to bring them.
iHeart mac and cheese. Everybody should just go and they're already online. So go find it and
go
look at it and follow them and get ready for them to open when they open.
Thank you for stopping by. You make my day.
Here comes
the second installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov.
Just Fabulous presents Toshin's Great Escapes book series. Provides exquisite endorsements for hospitality around the planet. The series includes editions for Asia, Africa, North America, South America, and Europe. These guidebooks are bursting with the very best recommendation in luxurious accommodations. Enticing photographs of outstanding hotels, guest houses, lodges, and resorts. They're paired with the details you need to make an informed booking with the prices, services, and facilities all being noted. Check it all out at the letter B, BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted clairvoyant at 401-1810 or visit his website, lalovisions, lalovisions.com. Again, Lalo's phone number is 401 1810.
Joey Pals, get your daytimers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com.
Okay, Joey Pals, come on back for Ascend Insurance, Brady Sandall Real Estate Group, and Electricity the Play.